demarcation by the decision of the student who was attempting to make his way through to return.
You voted here. But I think, this is my personal opinion, I think, but by this action, that you're going to get the majority of the students against you, not for you. I'm in complete support of what we're trying to do here. I was just wrong. But the action that's being taken now is more direct defiance. And if we want to go this far, I think we're looking for trouble.
Go downstairs and tell people to support us.
Look at the consequences of what this action is going to cause. What are the consequences? Is the university going
to...
Difficulty is this, is that last night you were here.
I
saw
here.
What happened. Nothing except for the fact that 8 students
Look
were suspended.
The
this means that they're either going to ignore us or do as they pleased anyway. We have to do something.
Okay, if you think that this is the right action to do,
what
fine. I don't.
What do you suggest?
I don't have another suggestion except that I think this action is going to fail, and I think it's going to get the majority of the students on this university against you and not for you. And you need the support of all the kids you can, not just 1,000 kids.
They don't care.
They do care.
Hey, John. Is there some other guys that want to get in?
Yeah.
Let's start going, all of us. Let's start picking them up and moving them out of the way.
The kids are going to remain suspended. Not to say no, there will be more suspensions of the actions ensue. Not to say no, that we're not going to even reconsider on these students. Not to say no, that on everything we've asked, and we've asked some pretty rational things, especially at the end of these suspensions, all we asked today were three things. One, that the suspensions be...
I guess I'm talking to somebody who has
some information of great interest to us, but something that I don't want to say out loud here where it'll get out to the news media. What I would like to do, and I can't do it because I can't get through here, is talk to Mario and the other leaders. If maybe they could come over to... Okay, the leaders that are here, could they come over the stairway? I'll go down to the elevator and up the stairway. I'm a graduate student in sociology. If you want to know, I was just talking to a professor. And that's all I want to say.
What?
I'll go find out.
He didn't
want to
say
it. Here she is right here.
Hey, Jackie, right here.
Two students are trying to make their way through. One without shoes, one with his shoes on. Students huddled together, arms folded. The first, the young man without shoes, was allowed to go through. The second, with them, was running into difficulties.
Yeah.
And as more people are jumping over here, the line is... and still stuck in the middle of this solid block of demonstrators. The gentleman who was attempting to get in has paused, hunched over, and is now holding... a debate. It seems to be the only activity that he has room to engage in at this particular point.
Mr. Glazer is here. Give him a chance to speak. Let's hear what he has to say. Keep it quiet.
Thanks. Now, first of all, you know that it's as hard for us to get in touch with each other as for you to get in touch with us. By that I mean that a lot of us are concerned over the last day. A lot of us were concerned from the beginning over the action of the administration, which we felt was unwise as far as we knew it from the papers and your reports and so on, and we felt should have been handled differently. And we certainly think, secondly, at least I think, I don't know what I'm a representative of, but and that's going to be one of our problems, I also certainly think that this next step is unwise, namely blocking the corridors here, sitting in here, and so on. But I told some of you, I think you have a lot of faculty support, unorganized and unclear as it is. It's in minds, it's in talk, it's in conversation, it's in 1,000 telephone calls which have occurred today to the chancellor and to deans and among each other and so on. In other words, we're suffering from a misfortune. We're not as well organized as you are. I think you ought to realize that, and it'll take you some time.
How long?
Well, I don't know. And I don't know really what we can do. What we would like to do, which I think is a reasonable thing to do, is to say that this situation is ridiculous, this kind of direct confrontation, that we think that the faculty can serve a mediating role. We think that maybe the administration will agree not to certain hasty acts, and maybe you will agree not to this kind of pressure on it, which makes it impossible for the administration to do anything. Now I don't know if that's going to work out.
Explain why it's impossible.
What?
Explain why it's impossible for the administration to do anything.
It is. No, it is. Okay. It is psychologically enormously difficult for the administration to back water while you are exerting this kind of pressure.
They didn't do so beforehand either.
No, they didn't do... I don't want to pretend that the administration has not made very serious errors, even apart from their position. Their position... Their political position is perhaps a matter of dispute, but even granting, if one wanted to grant for the sake of argument, the correctness of their position, they have made extremely bad tactical errors. And I think that some of the people in the administration would like to get a way out without losing face completely. This is my opinion. This way out might be to use the faculty committee, which consists of a number of fairly high-level faculty members, including three deans. Including three deans.
Academic deans.
Academic deans. Whose whose position is that there has been serious errors on both sides. And I think that if this committee offers its mediating function, that there would be a possibility of this getting accepted with at least some immediate concessions. We would like to propose as a minimum concession the revocation of the suspension of the students. But there is absolutely no possibility of their even listening to such a suggestion if their listening to us is to be interpreted by you and by the world as yielding to this kind of pressure. So the only way to get any kind of interim during which one can stop this and start talking sensibly is to release this kind of pressure temporarily, if you want. Come back next week if we fail absolutely. Wait.
Can we answer them?
Yeah. Let me tell you one thing. I am pretty convinced, on the basis of certain conversations, will not work, and it's going to be a shambles. Now, I know some of you want it. Let me just say that. And I say that without the venom that seems to be in my voice. I know some of you want it. You think it's a great idea to tear down institutions, rotten and so forth. I know some of you don't want it. If you want a shambles, you sit here, it'll be there. Now, it's not, you say, how long is the, why hasn't the faculty done anything? I, quite honestly, it takes a long time to do things, a long time to organize them, a long time to put on pressure. The faculty, I can assure you, would not in the end, accept the position, at least most of those I have spoken to, the position that the administration, without discussion, as far as I understand, imposed on the political groups. But this is not a matter of a minute or an hour or something like that. It means it's a matter of collecting 20 people and collecting 40 or 100 and signing some things and arranging some meetings. But this sort of thing justifies them in every action they want to take. It justifies them in dragging you out of here and suspending you. And I don't think you want it. And I assure you that the pressure for a solution will not let up if you let up on this pressure. It can't let up because it already exists. It already exists in terms of an administration position, which you're fighting, an administration position which some of us are going to be against. But this won't help.
Can we answer?
Sure.
Where's Mario? Mario is going to the faculty committee. My name's Brian Shannon. I'm a third-year law student. Sounds like a good idea. But you know that you can't come back next week. You can't suck a demonstration out of your thumb. It just doesn't come that way. Now, other points have been made. The point was made, for instance, that the faculty, it takes a long time to get them organized. Well, what got them organized? If not the action that took place this afternoon, let me finish.
What? The reason that I am involved. Sorry. He asked a question.
If not, it was a rhetorical question, thank you. If not the action that took place this afternoon outside and in here. Now, the faculty members say that perhaps they might not feel as agreeable about pushing hard, or the administration might lose face or something. Well, I don't think that we can buy that either. And you know, we can learn a lot of lessons from the abolitionists. When they were told, well, you speak too roughly. You know, you go into churches, and during a quiet session in the church, you stand up and you talk about slavery. Well, that's terrible. You can't offend those people. And they got the following answer back. It says, well, maybe we speak a little roughly, and maybe we act a little roughly, but that does not prevent you from acting at all in your way and in your manner. And you have no excuse not to act in the way that you say that you wish to act. Now, the pressure that's been put on here is precisely the thing that's bringing the faculty committee, bringing them to a meeting. Now, there's no reason. One final statement. There is no reason why we can't stay here and you negotiate with the administration there.
Yeah.
We can do both at the same time.
Okay. You want the administration to negotiate with a knife at its throat? That is your proposal. Okay, you heard it.
There is something like a reasonable discourse.
I think the administration was willing to carry on a reasonable discourse. I think you had the opportunity. You have the opportunity to get allies for a reasonable discourse. I think if you are going to equate this with slavery in the South, then if you are going to equate the fact that you cannot collect for SNCC on a line there, and you have to connect that with slavery in the South, and if you want to, then I think you are being unreasonable. I think that you are more interested in creating a shambles than in achieving a reasonable measure of freedom for carrying on political activity on this campus. I think that the faculty will still continue in terms of, or many of them, in terms of a reasonable measure of freedom and political discourse, but they certainly won't have... What do you mean you can't compromise freedom? You compromise it for to get the cars through on occasion. You stop talking. You compromise not a student in to see the dean. What the hell are you doing by sitting here? Why are you not compromising?
The police car.
A lot of compromise. Compromise all the time. If you don't want compromise, tear down the buildings. But you're willing to accept compromise in society.
By Chancellor Strong, that he refuses to negotiate with us. Now,
other people are now going in to see if he will negotiate with them.
Hold it.
On the other hand, some of you ought to realize what these negotiations are likely to be like if you sit here. You may want to take your chances. They're likely to be total capitulation, or you may want to take your other chance. They're likely to be 500 kids in jail, thousands of court trials, an utter mess, and to what avail?
Hold it. Let's keep this orderly. Go ahead.
Well, at this point, I feel like I'm driven to a wall. I feel like I've got no alternative but to continue to sit and stand in this doorway because I have been given no assurance.
By the chancellor of this university,
that he doesn't want to see a bloodbath. He has announced that he has refused to negotiate with us. Now, if he will make an announcement, then all right, let's sit down and talk this over. Well, then perhaps we can get somewhere with this, but until we've got some assurance of that...
Well, when people can't talk to each other, other people come into the middle and try to talk to both sides. This is what is happening.
Let me make one specific...
Keep it down. Let's hear them. Hear them out.
One specific suggestion. The mediation committee needs some kind of atmosphere of civil peace in which to offer their hope of getting some of your demands through. We have a much better chance than you. Give us a certain amount of time. Specific. Give us a weekend. If we don't have any concessions, after the weekend, you can come back on Monday.
Yes!
Yes!
Hold it. As much as, I'm with this jazz, and I am, we have to remember that we had our minds made up when we sat down what we were going to do. I'm not suggesting we change it. I'm suggesting that we hear everybody out and then decide. As far as I'm concerned right now, I'm not convinced, but that's personal. But let's not defeat ourselves by yelling at each other. Let's listen to everybody and then decide, all right? All right. What?
Jackie.
All right. Dr. Glazer, Dr.
Glazer. I have to make a telephone call, and I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay, this is, just first let me explain. This was what we wanted when we went to the chancellor this afternoon.
Look, let me make a point. I was on the phone for most of the day trying to recruit this committee. And most of the people that I spoke to were enormously disturbed by the actions of the administration, but they were most reluctant, some of them, to join the committee because of activities like this. Now, all right, in spite of the fact that you manifestly have no respect for law and order, and that you demonstrate by your activity.
We rest on the First Amendment of the Constitution. We can't respect your
president. Look, in spite of this, I managed to convince these quite influential people to serve on the committee whose function it is to go in your place to the chancellor and essentially to plead your cause. Now, all I'm asking from you, all we are asking from you, is the minimum cooperation that you postpone this for 2 days.
Let me. I'm a graduate student, a new graduate student in sociology here, and I come from the University of Chicago. Last year at the University of Chicago, we had a similar situation, only it was over a different issue. The issue was that the university admitted that it was segregating in its off-campus housing, and we had sit-ins also. And the same type of people, the same faculty members, came to the same type of meetings that we have now, and they said the same thing. Only at Chicago, after 2 weeks of sit-ins, we made the mistake of listening to them. The chancellor came and spoke to the meeting and made all sorts of promises. We called off the sit-ins, 2 weeks went by, and everything he promised, he never followed through with. And the whole thing was for nothing. Now, all I'm saying is, before we leave here, we don't take their word, least of all their word, without some kind of support or guarantee. And to start with, it would mean that the students which were suspended be released, the student in the police car be released.
That's their knife at our throat, remember?
Can I please say a word? Before we're accused of putting a knife to your throat, let me simply say that we are going to go on, irrespective of your reaction. We're going to try to work out a settlement. It doesn't mean that we are going to stop. I can appreciate your views. I don't agree with them. But I certainly would not say that you are putting a knife to our throat. Please don't say that we're putting a knife to your throat.
Dr. Peterson. Say something if you want.
I hate to make a point that's been made already. You are treating this as if it were 2 weeks old. Question, where were you during the 2 weeks? This is not 2 weeks old, this is 4 years old, this is 6 years old. Times before, the faculty have passed around petitions as organized committees to support us on one thing or another. They have organized committees, e.g., to help reinstate the kids who had their scholarships canceled as a result of their participation in the House Un-American Activities demonstrations. Did these kids get their scholarships reinstated?
No!
They have, I gather, helped organize petitions to reinstate the history teachers, Drinnen, Angris, yeah? The faculty has been with us before, nominally.
Hey.
Please.
Can I get out the door, please?
You make it up. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Before, nominally,
take your shoes off.
Law and order. Enough. But what do you expect of us?
We have been driven to the first civil disobedience on campus, if indeed this is civil disobedience, it may turn into it. After a period of 6 years of having our liberties chopped away one by one, of petitioning nicely, of discussing nicely, where has the faculty been during all this? Should the faculty be trailing us, or the faculty be leading us?
Leading!
On the UAP lines in the city, there were some faculty people, some new faculty people, who walked the lines with us, who walked as if they were one of us. We were grateful for that. We needed them. We'd been standing alone. Before the Chessmen executions, there were faculty people, Drinnen, among others, who came and talked to us. We believed in them. Where have you guys been? Now you're telling us to sit on our tails, or rather not sit on our tails. Wait! But man, we've waited 6 years. You should be ahead of us, not trying to drag us down.
Look, right.
Let me try to make one point. The point is not that this faculty committee agrees with your stand, necessarily. The fact is that we disagree, I personally and the other people whose opinions I know, disagree with many of the things that you stand for. But that's so that to say that we have not been with you in fighting what you fought for is true and irrelevant. The point is that in spite of the fact that we don't agree with some of the things that you stand for, we want to mediate precise...
Quiet!
We want to...
Your opinion!
Hey, you guys, cut it out. Let's listen to me.
We want to mediate as a neutral group, as a group which has not been involved in this dispute, as a group which has not been involved in this kind of action, and we can succeed, I feel sure, in the major demands if you give us 2 days.
The major demand
is the revocation of the arrest and the suspension.
No!
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 We don't agree with our major demand.
Look, the major demand for immediate action is the revocation. For immediate action, the faculty committee proposes this as a basis for discussion. Before we mediate, we cannot reasonably hope to get this unless you cooperate to the degree of giving us time to mediate.
Discuss it. What's the picture? The picture that Dr. Patterson is drawing for us. Excuse me, Dr. Peterson is drawing for us is a university lopping off a large part of our freedoms. Then the faculty members, in good spirit, but wrongly, come and say, well, we'll compromise with the university and get back some of those, maybe a lot of them. But we still lost ground in the freedoms, which were as they were poor. In other words, we've not accomplished anything but lost grounds in any... Sir, do you really think that
I understand your point. Let me just speak to that for a moment. I think that most of the people I have spoken to...
Hold it down back there, please.
See,
we have everybody sit down so everyone can hear. Down.
Even before the...
Knock it off back there!
I understand that point perfectly. It's not that we're going to we're not going to say, okay, the administration can have this much and then give, you know, just these things. Because even before the suspensions and the arrest, in its own quiet and clumsy way, there were petitions circulating, many from the students, some starting up from the faculty. And even before that, the faculty was not ready to accept the administration position, at least without a lot more explanation than we had heard. that the situation at Bancroft and Telegraph ought to be changed. I would still like to get back to that situation, a situation in which that is being argued, I have no assurance, but hopefully the administration accepts what seems to me reason, accepts the situation that existed, which was a perfectly good situation. I mean, that is what we want to get back to negotiating. Now, admittedly, we can't negotiate that or anything else while new issues to negotiate keep on coming up, you know, while the situation escalates.
In the meantime, if we break up here, what happens to Jack on the car there?
But that is a real question. Maybe that. No. What I mean is, that's a real question for me, for you, and for Jack. Maybe in an hour we're in a position to say something about it. I can't say. I mean, I literally can't say. I doubt it.
Why do you think?
I've been asked that it's a good idea for me now to go to that meeting of the faculty and to have you discuss it. I think that's reasonable. I've just said what I had to say. An old conservative position, let off the pressure and let the people negotiate, and you have to discuss it now.
One question.
Yeah. If you had your 2 days, and if after the 2 days you did not get the 8 people who are suspended back in the school and the man who's in the car arrested, set free, would you be willing, as a faculty member and speaking perhaps for other faculty members, to join us in a sit-in and a boycott on Monday of the university?
Yeah.
Not go to my... That sounds great, but I'm not going to be put in the position of saying what I think will be suitable action to increase the pressure on the administration, which I think may be necessary if they don't do that.